اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here are some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, everyone?
Yes.
That's great. Welcome. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now to stay with us till the end of this Quranic session, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on verses 94 and 95 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Two important messages, inshallah, we're going to have in these two verses. But before we start, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, make sure you have your Quran. Turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 94 and 95. Five. Now, let's everyone listen to these two verses and then, inshallah, we'll practice. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation we all loved. Now we will, inshallah, recite a beautiful recitation together. Ready? Brothers yes. and sisters, please practice with us, okay, as you listen. Thank you. Let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس.
قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة
فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم.
ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم.
والله عليم بالظالمين.
والله عليم بالظالمين.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. One question. Why some of the people are afraid of death?
Because they're afraid of going to hell.
Because they know.
Because of the sins they have done?
Because they know.
Because they know that it's clear we'll go to hell. And that's why they're afraid.
They're scared of their fate.
Mm-hmm. Or another thing, they like this world so much.
They like this world so much?
Yes.
All right. So great reasons, mashallah. Nice. It means you all are scholars. So I cannot express any new ideas then. You all know. So these things were great. The things that you said, they are right. Completely right. But let me add one more thing. Just my point. My point. I should have shared mine as well, okay? This is actually what I have studied. So some of the people are afraid of death because they don't know what really death is. What really death is. If they know, they will not be afraid. Okay? Maybe a lot of people have told them, oh, death, when you die, so everything you lose. And you will not have any friends anymore. Oh, a lot of things they have learned, okay? But they don't know exactly what death is, right? If people knew what death is exactly, okay, they will not hate it. They will love it because they will face a fact of their life, okay? A lot of people think like death is the end. That's why they are afraid. They try to do thousands of things, whatever they can do to live longer. I studied, okay, that one of the famous, we say public figure in America, I think. I don't want to say the name. So he had acquired, okay? He had, employed, okay? A lot of doctors for himself, okay? To keep him safe and healthy. He had a doctor for his heart, a doctor for his lungs and everything. But he couldn't live longer than 40. He was afraid of death, okay? Like, he wanted to live longer, but he couldn't. Because that's a fact everyone faces, everyone experiences. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. So, guys, now, the reasons that you said they were nice. Here, Allah Almighty says that, قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Say to them, the children of Israel, because they thought that we will have a great future in the heaven, okay? They were thinking like this. And they were saying that we will not experience the hellfire. Even if we experience it, that will be for a short time. But Allah Almighty says, no. If you think like you have Darul Akhirah, okay? You have good future, good hereafter, okay? And there, okay? In the hereafter. So, min duni nas, not for other people. Other people do not have this. You have only, okay? Look, fatamannaw al-maut. Then, ask Allah Almighty to give you death, to make you die, okay? Huh? Wish for death. Yes, if you think it's good. So Dar al-Akhirah is after death then. So if you think you have a great future, so come, ask Allah Almighty for giving you like death, okay? Then in kuntum sadiqin, if you're rightful, if you say right, if you're honest, okay? So it means, then Allah Almighty says, وَلَا يَتَّمَنَّهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never wish for death, okay? They are afraid of death. Why? بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Because whatever they have done, they have sent to the hereafter, is nothing just sins. These two ayahs, make sure inshallah you inshallah increase your understanding about Day of Judgment and also about death, everything inshallah, okay? So guys, for the more explanations, okay, please refer to the Tafasir book. Inshallah you'll understand a lot of things. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Now the Tajweed rules here. قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ إِن نُنْ سَاكِن plus كَاف. The first Tajweed rule here in this
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. But in a way to let your listener understand that
there is cough.
The letter cough is gonna come. Qul ink. The word ink.
Yeah.
Ink, paper, pen, ink. Qul ink. Inkanat. Make it a bit longer, two counts. Qul inkanat. Okay? لكم الدار الآخرة دار الآخرة عند الله عند نون ساكن plus دال hide the sound. So let's review those rules. If we have six letters like حمزة ها ح خ عين غين, these six letters are called throat
letters.
And the rule we apply is
إظهار.
Idhar. Whenever you have noon sakin or tanween plus these six letters, one of them, you should normally read it as if you don't know any rule. Alright? But if you have six other letters, yarmalun, ya, ra, mim, lau, lam, waw, noon.
You should idgham.
Idgham. Merge noon sakin or tanween with one of these letters. Lay, wa layya tamannaw in the next ayah we have. Alright? Or khalisatam merge.
Yeah.
So then if you have the letter ba, iqlab will be applied that in the next ayah we have it. And if you have the rest of the letters, huh?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Hide the sound. So here we have hiding, right?
Yes.
Indallahi ikhfa. Hide the sound of Indallahi. The pronunciation of the letter lam in Allah is heavily pronounced. And Allah. Alright? Khalisatan. Kha. Make sure it's a heavy sound. Khalisatan. But tanween plus meem. Huh?
Idgham.
Merge the sounds. Okay? Tan. Merge tan to meem. It will be changed to meem. Tam. But produce a nasal sound as well. Khalisatan. Min. Dun in nas. Again, nun sakin plus dal. Again, like عند. We had? Yeah. What was the rule there?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Here as well, we have ikhfa. So, min dun in nasi. Nun sakin. Again, dal we have. Dal. Like عند. Yes?
Yeah.
Min dun. Ikhfa. Min dun in nasi. Right, Hassan?
Yes.
Read it. Min dun in nasi.
Min dun in nasi.
Ahsan, ahsan. Nasal sound is great. Min dun in nasi. All right. Fatamanna wul mauta. Ink, again, ink. Inkun nun sakin plus the rest of the letters ikhfa. Inkuntum sadiqin.
I have a question.
Yep.
Min dun in nas.
All right.
So here it is idgham mislain.
Where is idgham mislain?
Min dunin nas.
No, it's idgham. Plus nun we have, okay? Nun sakin we have plus nun. Idgham with gunna. Idgham with gunna because, of course you can call it idgham mislain because two same letters are there. We apply idgham. So, walan yatamannawhu. Walan nun sakin plus ya. What was the rule?
Idgham.
With Yarmalun letters? Idgham, merge them. Merge the sound of noon to ya, it will be changed to double ya. Walan yatamannahu will be changed to walay. Walay. With ghunna, nasal sound. Walay yatamannahu abadam. Abadan. Tanween. Plus ba. Do you see that baby meme on the top? Abadan,
yes.
baby meme, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Small meme. That meme means?
Iqlab.
Iqlab is applied here. It means you changed the abadan, this noon sound to half meme sound. Half meme. Because of that ba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Noon tanween or noon sakin plus ba will have iqlab. But meme sakin plus ba will have ikhfa.
Yes.
So here we do iqlab. Abadan. Noon will be changed to meme. Abadan, not a complete meme, half meme. Abadan bima qaddamat aydihim. Right? Wallahu, again, the word Allah, we said. The rule is this. I will repeat it till you get, inshallah, familiar and you remember it forever. Fawad, say, if we have a fatha before the word Allah, the word Allah will be pronounced Allah, wallah, this way.
Heavy.
But if we have a kasra,
lightly,
illa, la, right? Bismillah. If we have a dhamma, like fatha,
heavily.
Heavy, okay? So, that's great. Wallahu alimun, nun sakin. Do we have nun sakin?
No,
tanween we have. Tanween dhamma, sorry. Tanween dhamma plus ba. You see that baby meme, yes?
Yes.
Again, you gotta pronounce it with iqlab sound. We change it to a kind of meme sound.
Half
meme. Alimun bil-zalimeen. Zalimeen. All right. That's all. Very simple and easy. So make sure you practice, inshallah. Do you have any questions?
No.
That was all from us for today. Inshallah, stay with us with the rest of Quranic sessions. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa atil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان